Blog Talk Radio.
No, we'll do it live! Fuck it! Do it live! I'll write it and we'll do it live! Fucking thing sucks!
Do you have the time to listen to me whine? Love that up and then everything on our one.
That they are assaulting our children. They are assaulting your crotch.
Running to the phone, no chat about it.
I like them bright fried potatoes.
I give myself the cream.
Well, that's because you're an idiot.
That's why my friends should join me.
The knowledge banks of this human have been wiped clean.
Then there is what could only be a bizarre coincidence or something else.
The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. I got a lot of problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
J-Man, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen. It's always nice to see J-Man. J-Man, 544 miles away from me. How are you doing tonight?
Hola, and ho, ho, ho.
That's it, man.
Coming to you live from my luxurious. What do you mean? Is that it? What, was that it for your intro?
Yeah. Well, I was a little confused.
Yeah. Good job
you
of making that
confused?
One, Mr. Brilliant.
I was confused because I actually hit my mark. It threw me off. I played the intro.
Anyway.
Right. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, go right ahead.
No, okay, let's start this over. J-Man, 544 miles away from me in Arkansas. It's Matt Mann coming to you live from Bagwine, Ohio. Jay, how are you doing?
Doing great.
Okay.
Ho, ho, ho. And hola. Oh, so, well, doing great here tonight. Just
that's great.
Kicked back watching the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl.
And that's always exciting.
Yes, always good. San Diego, one of the three cities that gets to host two bowl games.
Yes.
So that's pretty special. And shout out to the chat room. Average Chick is in there. How you doing?
Ooh, AC.
Couple of guests. One guest has already left. Man.
Of course they have.
That was quick. They're like, oh my God, I can't listen to him.
That was kind of rude.
So how are you doing tonight? How's your day going, Matt?
Well, it's going all right, but, you know, we can get into that. In a little bit. You know, I'm not having a good day, Jay.
Sorry to hear that, Matt.
Yeah, that's okay.
But mine was stayed kind of busy today. I made some fudge this evening. Delicious.
How was that?
Oh, it was yummy-licious. It was just a fantastic batch of fudge. It's amazing how easy it is to make.
Yeah, fudge is pretty easy to make.
Yeah. I think it's going to be time-consuming, but it's actually very easy.
So what are you doing for Christmas?
Well, not a whole lot, actually. We just be stay here in Redneckville and hanging out with Mom, and we'll watch a Muppets Christmas Carol. Because that's
always nice.
Tradition, and it is the best version of A Christmas Carol.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll also watch Scrooge, which is the Albert Finney version. It's the musical version of A Christmas Carol at some point this weekend. And Albert Finney
is one of the best actors ever, and I don't care what anyone else says. The guy
He's
was great.
Yeah. And in fact, Scrooge was done in 1978, 32 years ago, and you'd be convinced that he really was a man in his 70s at the time.
Oh,
and
I know.
He wasn't, because, dude, he's still alive and everything, which I didn't know.
Oh,
actually.
He is? I thought he was dead.
Now,
I'm sorry.
He is still alive. He was in the Jason Bourne movies, or the first one.
Really?
He killed him. Okay. Oh, okay. Spoiler alert. Sorry about that.
No, that's okay.
All right, anyway. And then, of course, the other thing we'll do is we'll watch Tuna Christmas, which is another Christmas tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about it, really. We'll have
okay.
our Christmas feast.
Tomorrow night,
and,
I'll be going over. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, no, that's okay. I was just turning the fan on. It's a little warm in here.
Yeah,
sure, Smoop
really?
I know Smoop is right behind you, so
yes,
got me
he
heated
is.
Up.
And she's actually awake this week. And she's breathing down my neck, and I love it. But no, tomorrow night I'll be going over to the big Mahoney thing, and going over to my brother's house. And he has, you know, he's got that huge house, and then he's got a pond and room for a pony, just like the buckets. And
yep.
we're all happy about that.
And will you all be? You know, playing games and singing Christmas carols? And
No, we'll be naked and just talking about each other's inadequacies.
Well, now that's a nice tradition right there.
It is. We make fun of each other.
Right. Well, there's a strong possibility that we will have a white Christmas here. How about that?
I know. I've heard that. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was just saying in fact, we may get some freezing participation tonight, and then again tomorrow afternoon, and tomorrow night, some sleet and some freezing rain, and then some snow, and so I guess it's kind of a semi-white Christmas, kind of like at the Obama household.
We were supposed to get that. We were supposed to get like 3 to 5 inches, and now we are not getting anything because all you guys down there, all you suey pigs are getting all that shit.
We're going to use it all up, are we?
Yep.
Well, I have to turn ESPN. The game was over, and San Diego State won, which cost me 2 points in Doc's college bowl pick'em.
Yeah, that's troubling.
Yeah. Anyway, I have to turn the channel.
They beat Navy, right?
Yes, they did. They whipped them.
Well,
I had to turn the channel because I've pretty much heard enough of ESPN going on and on and on about the suspensions at Ohio State.
Yeah, that's a troubling thing, and I feel bad about that because we all know how much Ohio State fans like their Ohio State Buckeyes.
Yes, they did. And I'm sure that they all are not concerned at all at all of the rules violations. They're just concerned that they won't have those players for the first 5 games next year.
Well, as long as they win the bowl game this year, that's all.
That's all that matters. I see we have Augusto has joined us in the chat room. Welcome. Glad you could make it. People begin
and
to trickle in.
And to all of our listeners, we want to wish them happy Festivus because that's what this is all about. And we're going to have the airing of grievances. And let me tell you, I got a lot of troubles with you people. How was that? Was that convincing?
That was excellent. Yes. No, I think you do. I believe you do have some grievances.
Well, I do. I'll tell you what, Jay. I got laid off December 1st, and there was a guy who said, you know, what you need to do is go get a job, to which I said, oh, really? To which he said, you know, you should go down and say, just stick your hand out and say, I'm Matt Mann, what can I do for you? And I'm thinking, you know, should I go down to Emmett's repair shop and, you know, can I repair any radios for you?
Well, are you a licensed radio repairman, or?
Well, you know, I do have a 9-volt. I don't know, Jay. I don't know. I'll tell you what. It's, oh my God. You know, this works better in the show prep than it did now.
Well, maybe you could, you know, sweep the sidewalks.
Yeah, I could. I could
dust.
Yeah, and I,
get out the Swiffer duster and dust the shelves. Maybe pull out the old the Dyson. We'll vacuum up for you. That type of stuff.
But anyway,
yeah.
Tonight is Festivus.
Make about 4 1/4 an hour.
That was pretty good. But no, if you have grievances and you want to call them in, please call them in at 661-244-9852 and talk to us, talk to Jay and I, because we have problems with you, and I'm sure you have problems with us.
Well, we know there's a lot of people out there that have problems with us. They're just, we just need them to call in and tell us. Let us know. But, Matt, did you know that there is a national Festivus Festival going on?
I did not know that.
In Butte, Montana.
Oh, wait. This is where Dick Burns is.
Exactly. That's where we sent Dick out there to Butte.
I love the Dick.
And yeah, he's a good guy. Working
he
on
is.
Christmas for us.
I know.
And and he did a live remote for us, and I thought I'd go ahead and play that. What do you think?
Oh, that'd be great.
Hello, America. Dick Burns here reporting live for I'm With Stupid at the Great American Festivus Festival in Butte, Montana. As you can hear, Alanis Morissette has taken the stage here to sing her ultimate I Have Grievances song, You Oughta Know. Man, that is one angry chick right there, guys. Anyway, gentlemen, it's going to be a great day. We got Mel Gibson, Alec Baldwin, Christian Bale, and I think Sean Penn all going to take the stage along with, you know, regular everyday people. Everybody's come here from all across the country to air their grievances, to just tell people like it is. People have things they need to get off their chest, and this is where they've come to do it. It's going to be a great day. I'm going to kick back and enjoy them. I personally don't have any grievances, so I'm just going to kick back and drink a few beers and have a good time. Back to you, guys.
All right. You know, you would think that a guy named Dick Burns would have a few grievances.
But he doesn't. That's why he's the professional that he is.
Exactly. I mean, here we are with normal names, and we've got grievances coming out the ass.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on my grievances, Jay.
Actually, I do need to get you started on your grievances because that's what we're here for.
Okay. Well, let me
tell
you.
But I'll start with... Okay.
You go right ahead.
Oh, no. You're on a roll.
No. Well, I'll tell you what. You know, I got laid off December 1st. And, it is hard being unemployed. You don't know how to work it. Some people don't know how to work unemployment. Oh, God. Some people just, they sit around and do this and this, and they don't do anything. You know what I've been doing for the last 3 weeks, Jay?
What have you been doing?
I alphabetized the canned goods. I've grown a beard.
Yeah.
I've grown a beard. I've read the Communist Manifesto, and I've said to myself, God damn it, the man's going down. And and I don't know what else to do.
This is why high unemployment is a problem. because if you have persistent high unemployment, then you have people who start revolutions because they don't have anything else to do.
I know.
Unfortunately, most people who are on unemployment sleep in most of the morning, and then they turn on MTV for a little bit and have something to eat, and then watch Maury Povich, and then have
some
lunch.
At least I didn't do that. I've been growing a beard, for God's sakes. At least I'm doing something constructive.
You
know, tell you what,
the
worst thing is, Shmoop and I, we've had to turn off the heat. And
it's
a little cold. It's a little cold up here in Ohio. But we got 4 space heaters going, courtesy of 17 extension cords. So I think we're fine.
Have you checked to see if your smoke detector is working?
Oh, we don't have a smoke detector. Our smoke detector will be the neighbors yelling fire,
pounding on the door. Get out! Get out!
So there you go. That's my life. That's how I'm going. That's how I'm rolling.
Excellent. Not spending any time just staring out the window at the hospital across the street.
Oh, yes, I do. Not only do I do that, I'm usually doing it with my hand down my underwear, looking out the window, and little girls are going by, you know, to see their mom. Oh, God, it's awful. I've lost it. I've freaking lost it.
Can you see into any of the rooms at the hospital across the street?
No, but everyone can see into mine, and that's why I have my underwear off.
if any of them in their rooms with a telescope or something, they could get a better view.
Well, it's therapeutic, you know. Hey, let's look across the street to that 3-inch dick, you know.
Well, you know who's pissing me off?
What?
My mailman. In fact, the entire post office here. See, here's the deal. The Postal Service has proposed closing our processing center here in Redneckville. And everything here would then go over to Fayetteville. Well, the people who work here at this post office are a little upset about that.
Mm-hmm.
And so they've decided to prove how badly we need everybody at this post office by fucking everything up. I don't think it's going to work, but our mailman cannot put the correct mail in the correct box. I mean, it's, you know, box 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, and, like, we get stuff for apartment number 10. I'm in number 9. We get stuff for 10, get stuff for 7. My stuff gets put in the mailboxes for the next building over. It's a complete disaster.
I understand. And?
And, well, that's it. I have a grievance with these people. And worse than that is my neighbors won't bring my mail to me. They just send it back. Does it live here?
I hate that.
They don't
that.
Even look and say, oh, look, I appear to have gotten mail for apartment number 9. Maybe I should go over there and give it to them. But no. But that's what you get when you have old people and college students living around you, because there's, you know, they're not paying attention to these things.
No one cares anymore.
Oh, fuck no. So, well, you know what?
What?
This would be a great time to play our Festivus song. What do you think?
Well, I don't have
what? I'm scrolling through the sounds here. We don't appear to have a Festivus song. Was that your assignment this week or somebody else's?
Well, I always have a song, and this week I don't have one.
Oh, okay. But you got your produce cans alphabetized, though, right?
I alphabetized the I alphabetized the cans. I've been sitting around. I've been thinking a lot. And,
Made sure that you have all your socks separated? Because if you don't pay attention, sometimes the midnight blue will get mixed in with the black.
I've heard that, and I've taken. Well, I just don't have one, and I did. I did dry clean my shirts this week, and I did them myself. Parchment paper, heated up on a grill, it works.
Yep. Wait. You heat up parchment paper on a grill?
Yeah. And then put it on your shirt, it takes all the wrinkles out.
Oh, okay. Why couldn't you just use an iron?
Some people can, but, you know. I think outside the box.
I've never heard of the parchment paper trick, though. That's pretty slick.
Thank you.
I like it.
Uh-huh. And I'll tell you what, Jay, for the first time, I didn't laugh out loud on the radio.
you're controlling yourself.
No, I'm growing.
You're
I'm maturing.
You're working on that professional side of Matt Mann.
Exactly. Thank you.
Yeah, excellent. So, I got to ask you something that happened this afternoon.
Okay.
And I think you would be the one to ask this. Which of these two things is weirder? Somebody who makes a Facebook page for their dog, or me going to that dog's Facebook page and wishing the dog a happy birthday today?
I don't know if you can hear Schmoop laughing in the background, but I think we concur. But you going to that page is quite a bit abnormal.
Yeah, well, at least I didn't say, who's a good boy? Who's a good boy? Just wished you
happy birthday. It's a good thing you didn't leave an audio clip.
Oh, dang. I didn't even think about that. I should have. I still could.
Of course you should.
Because I went over, and the dog's name is Cooper. And they call him Minnie Cooper.
Oh, my God, that's even worse.
Little pug. Cute little dog. And I said,
oh, my
happy
God.
Happy birthday, Coopster. So I gave him a nickname, too.
Oh, you know, you really need to stop.
Well.
Oh, my God.
You know, I just saw that he had a birthday today on the thing, and I went over.
And you were
rude. I wanted to keep his mommy happy, because she's hot.
I was going to say, So she must have a nice rack or something.
You know what? She's really, really, really tiny. But
who,
we won't
the
get
dog
into that,
or
who?
The mom?
Both. The mom is only like, my mom is only like 4'11" or something like that.
Is she Asian?
No.
Oh, okay.
I know. Got you by surprise with that one, didn't I?
You know, I am surprised. And I am impressed because you're showing that you love everyone.
Oh, I do love everyone. There's no doubt about that. I guess.
Oh, that was nice.
I just coughed
into the phone.
So I guess the big news this week was that President Obama signed the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. And,
yeah, I know.
A lot of people have some very, very serious concerns about this.
And I know one in particular.
Is what will Rachel Maddow have to talk about now?
I don't know.
I mean, this is, you know, of course, she doesn't have an agenda, so.
No, she doesn't.
Not at all. She just bitched about Don't Ask, Don't Tell every single day for 2 years now. But she doesn't have an agenda.
Yeah, I don't know what she's going to do.
But you're going to watch her, aren't you?
Of course I will. There's always a chance that she's going to have a female guest on, and she's going to scissor her.
Well, it is cable, so they might be able to get away with it. And they could say that it's an educational segment, just like Oprah with the toss salad segment. It's all about educating viewers. And, of course, I watch her, and I follow her on Twitter because I'm an honorary lesbian. by the way, that reminds me. The other night when we were talking about Rachel on Twitter,
yeah,
I am now being followed by Club Les on Twitter.
Really?
How hot is that?
You are a man.
There's like 6,000 lesbians following them, too. And it is just... It's intimidating, but I followed back.
It's like you're the manager of Red Lobster.
Oh, God, I love their cheesy garlic biscuits.
Oh, my God. Schmoop went there today with her bonehead crew, and she had a good time. Not really, but she did like the biscuits.
Oh, God, man, the biscuits, man. I get my money's worth out of them just on the biscuits alone. In fact, when I sit down and I order and I say, you know, just go ahead and bring another thing of biscuits in about 3 minutes because those are about to be gone.
Okay. You know, I'm getting a little ticked off.
Yeah?
Average chick just said I'm a lesbian trapped in a man's body. I don't understand that. I think she should call in at 661-244-9852 and explain that.
Explain herself.
Exactly.
And then she said, I think Matt is too, as if there's two Matts.
Exactly. Whether there's only one of me, which is a good thing.
But she does say that's a compliment. So...
She did? Oh, yeah,
you don't get
she
too
did.
Many of those, so, yeah.
No, I don't. Come on, people, call in with your grievances. We're airing the grievances at 661-244-9852.
Yeah,
don't
we know
make
that,
me call
we know
in because...
Well, how about if we check in with...
Hey, Scratchy? Scratchy Sanderson? I'm asking Scratchy Sanderson if I can have a beer.
Okay.
Only if you let me on the radio.
Oh, okay. You didn't hear that, did you?
I mean, yeah, I did hear it.
Come on, folks. I'm halfway sober tonight. Come on, let's go.
So how about if we check in with I'm with Stupid's favorite gubernatorial candidate from this year?
He does have a message of hope and inspiration.
Well, that's because he is all about hope and inspiration. And
yes,
we are, of course,
is.
Talking about Carl Paladino.
Yeah.
Man,
are you
going to
play it? Because I can't find it.
Okay, I will play it. Everybody, Carl Paladino's special Festivus Christmas message.
This is Carl Paladino. On this Christmas, the world has enough suffering, so Jay and Mattman asked me to add to it. In case you don't know, I ran for governor of New York and lost to girly man Angie Cuomo. I got two words for Angie Cuomo. Fuck him. Anywho, he's in the governor's mansion, and I'm stuck here in Rochester. Rochester, people! I'm stuck in Rochester. I'm a billionaire! Anyway, I want to wish you all a happy Festivus and a happy Christmas. And, whatever.
Good old Carl.
Carl. Outstanding, Carl.
I knew,
he did. He
I knew a... you would like it.
Oh, Carl. Man, he's my favorite.
Yeah, mine too.
And there's Mike in the chat room. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike.
BTR was fighting, and BTR's been having trouble, which is why they want all their hosts to pay to use their system. We'll just address this.
I'll tell you what, Jay. Because if we all pay, there won't be any problems.
Oh, none at all. It'll work perfectly.
Exactly.
Right. But anyway, we didn't really talk about it last week. BTR has decided that beginning February 1st, all non-premium shows, that would be free hosts, will be limited to 30 minutes a day and only 3 audio files, which is ridiculous, especially the 3 audio files. Right now we have 100 megabytes of space to put audio files. I don't know why they don't limit it to like 30 instead of, say, 3, because if limiting to 3 means that we're not going to be able to bring you special messages from people like Carl Palladino. Good. And all of our live remotes across the country from Dick Burns and people like that. And Johnny Savage.
Exactly.
That hurts. Anyway, they want us to pay $30 a month. We're not going to do it. You know why? Because we're broke.
Because we can't.
Exactly. We'll show them. Oh, yeah? Well, we're too poor for it. Take that. What are you going to do? So, we haven't decided. Sometime in February, we'll either do 30 minutes, and hopefully it'll continue to record after the live stream is over. And I know you love the words live stream, Matt.
I do.
Or maybe switch over to... Do what?
What?
What? No, anyway. Or maybe we'll switch over to Talk Shoe. And do that, we'll do a show in prime time. How about that?
Wouldn't that be great?
That would be. And Average Chick says that we should maybe put up a PayPal donation. That would be a good idea, though. Except that would probably, after liquor expenses, I still don't know that we would have enough.
Well, you're right. Because, I mean, we need $30.
Right. But the beer is part of the show also, so we need to cover that expense.
So we need 170.
That's much fancier beer than I thought you drank.
Oh, no. No, I'm talking Milwaukee's best. I have to drink a lot of beer during the show. Jesus Christ, I drink 40 beers during... the 1 hour.
And drink how many beers?
40.
40, that's a lot of beers.
Yeah, I know. Well,
6 minutes.
I'm very deep.
and that's why as soon as the show is over, he races to the bathroom for his live stream.
I see someone, Mr. Mike said he's chipping in $10 for your bungee jump.
Not going to happen.
Oh, come
on.
Not going
to freaking happen.
I think you bungee jumping would be hilarious.
I bet you do. Why don't you bungee jump? Right out the window.
Oh, that's okay. It's only 20 feet down.
Well, make sure the bungee cord's 19.
hell, I'll break my legs because the line's probably 30 feet.
We'll make sure that smoke ties it down real tight. Is smoke still there, Hines?
Well, I don't know. Let's ask her.
Mike, is this you?
No, Jay.
Jay?
Oh, hey, baby.
Hey, how are
you? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. What's you wearing?
Well, I'm not wearing nothing because I'm on the air. That's how I roll, baby.
Oh, cool. Who else do you have on here?
Do what?
Who else do we have on here?
That's it. It's just you and me.
Oh, awesome.
You want to run away together?
Yes.
All right, we'll run away someplace.
Okay, she's done. Oh, my God.
You think you could have written her out a little script? I mean, come on.
Oh, God. It's embarrassing.
I'm embarrassing?
People think I'm drunk. Oh, my God. This is embarrassing. Oh, my God.
So, I was watching the bowl game tonight, the San Diego County Credit Union Poinsettia Bowl, and I was thinking about these companies that sponsor bowl games, and most of them I've never heard of. So, obviously, it doesn't cost much to sponsor a bowl game. They had, like, the R&L Carriers New Orleans Bowl, whoever they are,
right.
And the Udrow
Vegetarian
Bowl.
Right.
And then last night, or night before, or whatever, they had the Beef O'Brady's Bowl.
I noticed that.
Yeah, so I had to go to online to find out who the hell Beef O'Brady's is, and it's basically one of these places where you can just get all kinds of beef fried food and get a little basket of burger and fries and whatever, about 4,000 calories. And it started making me think of Skyline Chili. Because I was thinking of really disgusting places.
I love.
But apparently,
Skyline
you're
Chili.
A fan.
Yes,
really.
I am.
Now, the problem I have with Skyline Chili is that stuff looks the same going in as it does coming out.
it's got a twist to it. I love it.
And it's just as runny coming out as it is.
It's got a twist to it, you know, like a tapeworm with an attitude.
Well, anyway, basically I decided that Beef O'Brady's and Skyline Chili are places where people who don't care whether or not they live are eating it.
That's very good.
And people just say, you know, I've had a good run. I've had a decent life. There's not much left going on. I think I'll try Beef O'Brady's.
I've decided to give up.
You've decided to give. So you give up and you go to Skyline Chili. I'm sure you guys have one there, right?
Well, hell yeah. It's Cincinnati born, and we're about 80 miles north of Cincinnati. I love Skyline Chili. You know, it's kind of rude, and I didn't see this coming, Jay. I can't believe I can't believe you are.
I have
dissed my Skyline.
I've dissed the official chili of the state of Ohio. It's a state treasure, isn't it?
Well, I didn't know that.
Oh. And I see Dana Liu is in the chat room now. So,
I
hola,
see that.
Dana. Who Dana has a whole long list of grievances, a list of grievances that would make ours look embarrassingly small.
Well, maybe
and,
she should call in at 661-244-9852. And I finally have that number memorized.
Excellent. Excellent. And now that Dana is here, and I don't know why
yes.
I thought of this, as soon as I noticed that she was here, one of my grievances that I want to bring up with some people is this their tendency to be cryptic and passive-aggressive on Twitter.
I don't know why you would do that since Dana showed up.
I don't know what made me think of it. It just happened. It was a coinkydink.
Okay.
But
go with it.
Actually,
go with it.
Actually, there are some other people who are honestly a little worse about this. They're just basic, you know, they kind of toss out an opinion or a mean-spirited, hate-filled tweet that's clearly directed at someone because they won't just, you know, directly deal with those people. And, you know, it kind of gets on my nerves. It's a little ridiculous. It's a little childish. It probably should stop. Have you noticed that?
Well, I don't know. Do you mean your opinion or what you're talking about?
Have you noticed the passive aggressiveness of people?
No, I never have. Because
people who are always pissing on everything that other people enjoy and other people like and stuff like that. And, you know, I know that some people are probably listening. Oh, okay. Well, you only follow like six people, though, right? but I know some people
and
are probably listening.
And all of them are exactly like that.
But anyway, some people probably think that I'm being exactly the same way here with my cryptic passive-aggressive grievance against cryptic passive-aggressiveness. But
you are
pretty
cryptic.
We're playing by their rules tonight, buddy. That's what we're doing. They set the rules. I'm just playing the game.
Very good.
Uh-huh. You got some more grievances, Matt? I know you do.
Well, I'll tell you what. Oh, God. I went to my kid's game the other night. And as I'm trying to walk down the aisle during... not intermission, but in between quarters, people were standing in the aisle. I don't like that.
I don't. Rude fucking people.
And then I'm trying to go to the bathroom, and it's fine that people congregate. I think that's nice that people are talking to each other. I like people talking to each other. But I'm walking out of the room. Or the gymnasium, and they're congregating by the door. Why do they have to do that?
But these are the same people that congregate in the middle of the aisle at Walmart and block the aisle. They run into each other. They, oh, hey, how you doing, Martha? And they position their carts to make sure that nobody could get past them. And they pretend that they don't see everybody trying to get past them.
Or they're just standing there looking at the olives and going, God, do I want pimento-stuffed ones or almond-stuffed ones? And I got to stand here in the middle of a fucking aisle. Oh, God.
Or they're trying to decide between original wheat thins or white cheddar wheat thins or salsa wheat thins, and it's way more than they can fucking handle.
Oh my. And I don't know what to do, but my head is going to explode. Oh God. It drives
me
nuts.
Caller.
Oh, we do?
Oh, we do. 847, have you got some grievances?
Well, yeah, when BTR hosts leave you on hold for 5 minutes after complaining that nobody's calling in.
You were not on hold for 5 minutes. You were not on hold for any more than... I guarantee you it was 4 minutes, 12 seconds.
Okay, I'll give you that.
And if I've told you once, Dana, I have told you 2 trillion times not to exaggerate.
So my grievance is, besides the BTR host issue.
Oh, let's hear it.
It's the Twitter police who want to tell me what I should and shouldn't do on Twitter.
Oh, damn people. I can't frickin' stand them either.
No, and I have one more because it happened this week. It was, and I actually favorited my own tweet so I'd remember. People bringing their kids to work, I hate it.
Even on National Bring Your Kid to Work Day?
Wait, this isn't National Bring Your Kid to Work Day. This is the fucking auditors are here. I'm in my eyeballs and paperwork, and you're bringing your stinky little nine-month-old spitting up in my cubicle kid, and you want me to tell you he's cute. Get him the fuck out.
I think Dana was more prepared than we were, man.
Isn't everyone?
Sorry about that. Okay, I'm
well, you know what?
Now.
That is. You're right about that. That is extremely annoying. People bring. What about people who bring their pets to work? Their dog and their cat.
Well, not only did I have the 9 month old spew in my cubicle, I had the frickin' horse woman with no kids who brought her dog in.
Now, wait a minute.
Came into my cubicle. I had kids and dogs this week.
I'm thinking a horse woman is kind of hot.
let's back up here just a little bit.
Yeah. Can we back it up? Can I go,
well, you know how there are cat ladies? You know how there are cat ladies. She has horses. She has like 7 of them and no children. Yeah, I don't want to know what she does with horses.
Oh, I thought you were referring to her as being horse-like. I was going to ask how long she played in the WNBA.
No, she's a horse lover.
Whoa. Well, I guess that's legal in Illinois.
I'm sure it is here. You know, we tend to be a more liberal state close to the city.
True. What kind of dog did she have?
It was a blue heeler. It was actually a neat dog. I mean, as dogs go, but not in my cubicle. Not. No. No.
Hmm.
And she had a frickin' Christmas sparkly red bow tie on him too. Don't dress your dogs up, people.
Oh God.
Putting the reindeer antlers on the dog, not a good idea.
She had the reindeer antlers, too, but he got pissed off and shook them off, and she finally gave up on those.
Good thing. No one should, not only should people not dress their dogs up, they shouldn't even take them out. What is people, oh, God, these people who bring their, oh, God, bring
yes,
their
Matt.
Dogs, well, it drives me nuts. They take him in the car. Oh, it's so cute. Look at my dog. Isn't he cute? No. No, he's not. God, I hate that. I hated it when I worked at the drive-thru. Oh, my God. Oh, God. All those people should die.
You know, and here I thought you probably had a little box full of dog treats to give to the
we
doggies.
We do, and I hate it. Oh, my dog always looks forward to coming here. Oh, God. Yeah, I know.
Oh,
he does.
No, he does. Your dog doesn't know where you're going.
Oh, my God. I just want to kill them all. Not only the dog, but the owner. I want to kill them both.
Oh, I love dogs. Dogs are cool.
I like dogs.
I just don't think they belong in an office.
Well, you know, some companies allow people to bring their pets.
Well, right, and that's okay. I mean, you know, then it's a casual work environment. You're equipped for dogs. I work someplace where they still make men wear ties every day. Don't bring your dog.
I wear a tie
well,
every day.
That's all he wears.
Exactly. Very good. You beat me to it, you son of a bitch.
There's another grievance right there, damn it.
Exactly.
People who steal your punchlines.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was going to ask you if it's a bow tie that you wear.
No, God, no. That's gauche.
Well, it could be, you know, a penis ring that looks like a bow tie.
Well, then. That brought an interesting visual.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Hey, guess what? Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Yeah.
I meant to ask you about this. I was looking at this weekend's NFL matchups for the fantasy football, and I noticed that they are playing games in Pittsburgh tonight, and in Cleveland, and in Buffalo, and in Green Bay, and I was wondering, are you a little concerned about that? They're going to play them in outdoor stadiums.
I know. That's not good because people could die.
I did not know
that. I don't like this. I don't like this concept of playing football outdoors. Oh, my God.
It's almost as bad as playing basketball on Christmas.
What an outrage that is. But it was just last week when I realized that it was extremely dangerous and kind of a shocking development that the NFL plays games outside in cold weather cities.
Oh, God, Jay.
I
remember growing up, and when I was watching my hero Fran Tarkenton and Chuck Foreman, I was concerned about them because they were at the Met and shit. Oh, my God, it was cold as hell. And I'm thinking, Jesus Christ, how do you people do that?
I don't know. And you have even more appreciation for them now with no heat and only a couple of space heaters.
Oh, I know. Well, I've got 7 space heaters here tied to 24 extension cords. So I'm just trying to keep warm.
Now, do you have those extension cords running down the hall using other people's electricity?
We're not going to talk about that. They don't know that, so shut up.
Oh, so if you're not sure which apartment is Matt's, just follow the orange extension cord.
No, now come on, I mixed them up. Some of them are green.
And most people probably just think, oh, look, somebody's got their Christmas lights plugged in here.
Exactly. Oh, God, I don't know how they do that.
Excellent. Well, we have 6 minutes left. Can you believe that?
I can't believe that.
So, Dana, do you have any other grievances you'd like to discuss?
I'm done with the grievances. I'm turning over a new leaf. I'm going to be happy all the time.
No, you're not.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, and you know what? You've inspired me. I'm going to do the same thing.
There you go, Jay. We can be there for each other. We'll support the new outlook on life.
My new Twitter handle is going to be Happy Jay.
Happy Jay. Yeah, and I'm going to be fragile flower of femininity, and we'll be fine.
Oh, you only get 15 letters. Sorry.
No, I'll abbreviate it. I'll figure out a way.
You'll have to.
I'm still going to be Matt Man.
Matt Man never changes. He's our rock.
I can be FF of F.
Oh,
what is
that?
Yeah, you could. Oh, God, I just got that. God, I'm stupid.
I'm
a male bimbo.
Stupid.
I'm a membo.
So, yeah, I'm done with grievances. I suppose I could go now.
Well, I guess.
Because you guys got to wrap up.
It's a free country. It's a free country. Mike in the chat room says that he just got here 25 minutes ago and he thinks his half-hour stuff could work. Well, you know what? I'm starting to think that, too.
Most people do.
In fact,
most people are saying a half hour is plenty.
Okay, guys, I am out of here. You have a Merry Christmas.
You do the same.
And no more grievances.
Oh, I get blind.
We'll see.
Okay.
And we'll see. There's still an hour and 5 minutes left of Festivus here in the Central Time Zone.
Okay, get them out on Twitter later.
Okay, thanks for calling, Dana. And
bye.
Merry Christmas, Dana.
Bye.
Merry Christmas.
You too.
So I want to do a quick shout-out, even though he's not here tonight because, you know, it's Christmas and stuff, to...
okay.
Oh, hell, I don't know his name.
That's warm. That's so human.
To,
so warm.
Vince from Disorderly Conduct. He has set up a Blog Talkers page on Facebook that I've joined, and Matt Mann, you should join too. And
okay.
It's kind of cool. There's about 80 people there. Everybody who has a podcast, BTR show, and stuff, and so that's a good way to meet some new show hosts and check out their shows. Have a good time.
Okay.
We'll send him a shout out. Let's send a shout out to Dr. Anonymous. I don't think he's doing any shows this week. But and Andy and Burl Live, who won't be doing a show this week, but they will be back next week for, I guess, their final four shows before BTR drops the hammer.
I'll try to help them out.
I'm going to continue. Yeah, you're that kind of guy who volunteers to help out.
But as I told you, they didn't give me a deadline.
So that's fucked. And, of course, a shout-out to Mr. Vinny Bond. Music on the Couch on Mondays at 10 p.m. Eastern right here on Blog Talk Radio.
And Annie and Burl. That was a joke.
Okay. Oh, excellent.
Okay.
So.
Oh, actually, Jay, I do have a shout out. Someone sent me a gift card this week because they knew I was unemployed. And growing my beard and reading the Communist Manifesto. And it was very nice. Whoever it was, thank you very much.
It's very sweet.
And that's all I got. Yeah, that's all I got.
Nice people out there. So,
yeah, there are.
I wish everybody... There are?
Oh, no, I thought you said there's a lot of nice people out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there are. And we just want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas. And hope it's a great weekend. We're down to about a minute here, so. 90 seconds, in fact. So any last thoughts, Matt Mann?
What's that?
Any last thoughts?
No, none at all, other than... trying to find the closing music, which I can't find.
I'll hit it. So, everybody have a Merry Christmas. And Matt, you and Smoop have a Merry Christmas.
You too, Jay. And thanks for the card.
All right.
That is pretty nice.